Yes, he arrived at 3:14 aboard the BA. So he reached the airport. He was welcomed at the VIP by the head of internal security organization. I was in that place in the VIP together with the sister of Nifuza. So all of us welcomed him back home.
Being his attorney, you knew some of the challenges and the circumstances under which he left the country. Some people say that his life was in danger. Why now?
Well, there's no pending charge in any court of law in Uganda against him. And that could largely mean that they will not charge him because they have had a whole year to do so. They will do extradite him from the UK if they wanted, if there were any pending charges in Uganda, but they didn't. So my reading of the situation is that there are no really pending charges against him. But there are those zealous people who made all sorts of statements, shall arrest him, shall take him to court. All these things were said, but there's nothing in writing. The government works on paper in black and white. It does not talk, it does not act through threats on the press and that kind of thing. So we go with the situation as it is now. He's back, and they would have arrested him, say, yesterday when he arrived at the airport. They didn't. And this morning, the president of Ghana has been trying to get him in security and actually asked him to choose his own people who will give him security. So my feel of things is that he's back home.
Attorney Rakafuzi, if I heard you right, General Sejusa complained before he left that his security was threatened. He feared for his life. He even wrote at some point that some of his family members were targeted. Are you therefore saying that the president assured him of security and has provided him with some form of protection for him to even select people who can protect him? Is this the case?
Yes, that is true. That's the case.
What is next now that he has returned as his lawyer? What is next?
He has told me that as soon as possible, he wants to be discharged from the army so that he is a civilian and he is free to do the things a civilian does.
So he still remains a senior official in the army as we speak now?
Yeah, that is true. Because I've never been discharged formally from the army.
So when is he likely to formally apply to be discharged from the army?
I don't know, but the last time I talked to his sister around 5 hours ago, he was still resting, having arrived at Simbabwe, actually this morning, and before then had been on the jet plane, which with all that jet lag, so he was resting, yeah.